You're listening to SBS News.
Travel restrictions will be eased for Melbourne and Victorians will no longer have to wear masks outside following an easing of COVID-19 restrictions. From 11:59pm on Thursday, Melbourne's 25-kilometre limit will end and the ban on travel from the city into regional areas will also be lifted. Homes in Melbourne can have two visitors per day, masks are no longer mandatory outdoors and venues such as gyms can reopen in the city, among other restrictions to be eased. Premier James Molino says to keep the state open, he's urging all Victorians with even the mildest of symptoms to get tested.
As we head deeper into winter, this becomes more and more important. Don't assume that a sore throat or a cough is just the symptoms of a cold. You've got to find out and make sure, and the only way to do that is to go and get tested. That might be the difference between finding and getting out on top of an outbreak or having it get out of control. So thank you to everyone for everything you've done so far to protect our state. I know this hasn't been easy, but we are getting there.
The new restrictions will be in place for the next week, with slightly stronger measures remaining for Melbourne. The removal of the 12-kilometre travel restriction means Melburnians will be able to travel to regional Victoria, but those planning a trip to the snowfields will need to have a COVID-19 test within 72 hours leading up to their arrival at the state's alpine resorts. Regional Victoria will have less stringent rules. The Health Department confirmed 5 new local COVID-19 cases were reported in the 24 hours to Wednesday morning, 2 of which had already been announced, with the 3 new cases all linked to known outbreaks. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the way to keep restrictions to a minimum was for all of those able to get vaccinated to do so. And for those with concerns about vaccines, Dr. Sutton is encouraging them to get information from trusted sources.
We have to address people's concerns on a case-by-case basis. People come at with their doubts through various motivations. Some have seen online misinformation and disinformation. Some of it will relate to absolute fantasy. Some of it will be a kind of twist on a genuine concern around clots, for example. We need to address each and every one of those with an understanding of where those concerns are coming from.
People in Melbourne are still being encouraged to work from home when possible to minimise the spread of the virus. Fran Fitzgerald runs East by West Cafe in South Bank in Melbourne and says the drop in foot traffic as a result of city workers staying home has had a major impact.
I guess it's going to be too early to say really anything at this stage, but being a business which really heavily relies on the corporate trade in the city, I'm not holding my breath. We've taken probably a 70% hit in the cafe. We really do rely on that foot traffic of the corporates in the area. So, and the, I guess the encouragement to stay at home again seems unnecessary, and I think it's hurting businesses in our area.
And a man who works as a driver transporting international flight crew has tested positive to COVID-19 in Sydney. The man in his 60s tested yesterday and returned a positive result today. The man visited several venues in Sydney's eastern suburbs, including the 1:45pm screening of A Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard at Bondi Junction Event Cinema on Sunday. Anyone who attended has to test and isolate for 14 days, regardless of the result. There are a number of other exposure sites on the New South Wales Health website, including locations at Vaucluse and North Ryde. And New South Wales Health is also investigating how COVID-19 spread between some returned travellers that spent time in hotel quarantine. It's unclear how transmission occurred between a couple to another returned traveller who were all staying on the same floor at the Radisson Blue quarantine hotel. All 3 people arrived on the same flight from Doha to Sydney on the 1st of June and stayed in adjacent rooms. Genomic sequencing shows all 3 have the same variant. They have now been transferred to special accommodation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says a number of theories are being investigated.
It could have been transmitted on the plane, it could have been transmitted in transport, it could have been transmitted at the hotel. As you know, New South Wales has a very open and transparent policy of making sure we give out all the possibilities, because every example we go through is a learning for us and for the community.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.